Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a man in his 60s has died in a drowning tragedy off West Donegal. ATU has secured planning permission for the development of the Letterkenny Regional Sports and Activity Hub in the Knockdemona area. Almost 2,400 allegations of historical sexual abuse at day and boarding schools run by religious orders have been recorded in a report to government. A commission of investigation into the allegations is now being established. A man has died in a single vehicle crash in County Derry, and Gardaí renewed their appeal for information after a woman was killed in a crash in St Johnson last Friday. Later in the bulletin, Kenny Harkin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15, but we begin with news that a man in his 60s has died in a drowning tragedy in West Donegal. Emergency services responded to an incident at Maramelan shortly after 8 o'clock last night. The man had gotten into difficulty in the water and was taken to shore. He was later pronounced dead. A post-mortem examination is taking place. Atlantic Technological University has secured planning permission for the development of the Letterkenny Regional Sports and Activity Hub, the new facility to be located at Knockdemona. Approximately 1.8 kilometres from the Port Road campus is on the N56, adjacent to the IDA Business Park. With more, here's Aidan Denae.
The regional sports complex will feature a wide range of facilities, including a pavilion building with a seated spectator stand, changing rooms and flexible spaces for exercise, community programmes and meetings. The ATU says key features include floodlit artificial and grass GAA pitches that can also facilitate rugby and soccer, multiple floodlit five-a-side soccer pitches, two natural grass soccer pitches with a cricket crease, a 50-metre athletic sprint track, an indoor sports dome and various training areas. Additionally, the complex will offer walking and running trails, a children's playground, an outdoor amphitheatre and extensive landscaping to enhance biodiversity. ATU President Dr. Orla Flynn says the Letterkenny Regional Sports and Activity Hub will provide state-of-the-art facilities that will benefit not only their students but also local sports teams and residents, and will significantly enhance the region's sporting capabilities and provision.
Almost 2,400 allegations of historical sexual abuse at day and boarding schools run by religious orders have been recorded in a report to government. A scoping inquiry found they involve 884 alleged abusers in 308 schools across the country. They're alleged to have happened between 1927 and 2013. Minister for Education Norma Foley described the report as a harrowing document containing some of the most appalling accounts of sexual abuse. The government has decided to set up a commission of investigation into the allegations. Minister Foley says no decision has been made yet on a redress scheme.
There are many steps that we need to take here. There are a number of recommendations. The principal one was the first one, and probably the most important step, the setting up of the commission investigation. We took that without delay today.
A man has died in a single vehicle crash in County Derry. The 35-year-old was the driver and sole occupant of a blue Vauxhall Astra that collided with a tree after leaving the Agivi Road in Kilray at around 8:40 last night. The road has reopened after a closure for a period. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information after local woman Patricia McBertie, who was in her 80s, died after being struck by a lorry in St Johnson on Friday. On today's 9 till noon show, Sergeant Charlene Anderson made this appeal for information.
On Friday, the 30th of August, Gardaí attended the scene of a fatal road traffic collision that occurred in the village of St Johnson, Donegal, shortly after 2 p.m. Now, Gardaí and emergency services were alerted after a woman in her 80s was struck by a lorry on Church Street in the village. She was pronounced deceased at the scene a short time later. So we're appealing this morning for any witnesses to the collision to come forward. If there was any road users who may have dash cam footage, or indeed anyone that has any information in relation to the incident, we'd ask them to contact Gardaí and Letterkenny on 91 67 100.
Some schools in Northern Ireland will trial the use of magnetic pouches to lock phones away during the school day. The pilot is part of a wider plan to crack down on the use of phones in classrooms, as well as at break and lunch times. It follows similar plans announced by Norma Foley south of the border in recent weeks. Stormont Education Minister Paul Given says there are a few different methods that schools could use.
I've asked now schools to review their policies over this autumn term. I've given a clear direction that I want to see a restrictive practice when it comes to the inappropriate use of mobile phones in schools. From you come in until you leave at the end of the day, including break and lunchtime, we shouldn't be using mobile phones. That can be implemented by the phone being handed in at the start of the day. It can also be a never seen, never heard policy where it's in your school bag, switched off. But I'm also announcing today a pilot scheme where I'm going to invite 10 schools and I'll provide magnetically sealed pouches that a mobile phone can go in, and then you are not able to use your phone.
Police in Derry seized suspected Class B drugs and made an arrest in the Waterside area today. The suspected drugs, along with a number of other items, were seized during a search of a property by local police, supported by tactical support group members. A 36-year-old woman was arrested on suspicion of possessing and being involved in supplying drugs. Police are urging anyone with concerns about suspected drug activity or who has information about suspected drug dealing in their area to report it. Ishga Éireann says repairs to a burst water main may cause supply disruptions to Meenanniller, Derebeg and surrounding areas in West Donegal. Works are scheduled to take place until 8 o'clock this evening. A full report is to be carried out into why it cost over €300,000 to build a bike shelter in Leinster House. The Taoiseachs described it as inexplicable and inexcusable. With more, here's Stephanie Rowan.
Well, it's a basic looking structure here on the grounds of Leinster House. A bike shed with the shelter overhead to keep out the rain and 18 stands to hold 36 bikes. So why on earth did it cost €336,000 to build it? Ministers were back at Cabinet this morning after the summer break, but instead of the main focus being on housing and the budget, well, it was on bikes. And ministers weren't impressed with the cost. Here's the Taoiseach, Tánaiste and Justice Minister.
This is the sort of thing that rightly angers and annoys people, and it angers and annoys me as well.
It's an incredible cost for a mere bike shelter.
You're right, it does seem like an astronomical amount, and I think everybody wants to understand how it could have cost that much.
The OPW says it recognises the importance of spending public money transparently, adding the construction of a bike shelter and the setting of Leinster House involves several unique challenges as it's a protected structure. The Minister in charge has ordered a full review, so hopefully we'll get answers soon. Stephanie Rowan at the bike shelter in Leinster House.
The number of race hate crimes in Northern Ireland in the past year may have risen by a third. The PSNI says operational figures show 409 more when compared to September 2023. With the details, here's Tara Griffiths.
Today marks 4 weeks since a major anti-immigration protest in Belfast, prompted by the Southport stabbings. Since then, there's been a spate of racially motivated hate crimes across Northern Ireland. Here's Assistant Chief Constable Bobby Singleton.
Certainly something that has caused massive fear and concern within the black and minority ethnic community. As a wider society, I think we've all felt really disappointed.
45 arrests have been made, including some as young as 11, and the PSNI has been reviewing over 3,500 hours of footage and is making a fresh appeal for information.
A man's been injured after he was reportedly assaulted by a number of people in Buncranagar. They are investigating the incident, which happened at Market Square between 2:15 and 3:15 on Sunday morning last. He was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Efforts are continuing in a bid to identify a man who smashed a glass panel of a door at a takeaway in Letterkenny in the early hours of Sunday morning. The man, who was wearing a cream and yellow shirt, was leaning on the premises and the Port Road was leaving the premises on the Port Road at 3 o'clock when he kicked the door, causing the glass to shatter. Garthy are now hoping that witnesses will come forward to help in the investigation. Complacency remains one of the biggest risks facing Ireland's business competitiveness. That's according to IBEC in a manifesto aimed partly at the next government. The business group is warning the country must update the approach, which made it one of the most successful economies in the world. It says the US and China are now using aggressive investment subsidies and tariffs on imports to drive competition, and Europe is slowly moving in the same direction. Fergal O'Brien from IBEC says Ireland has achieved incredible success in the past 25 years, but it's now missing out on opportunities.
We now have so much resource at our disposal because of the success of the economy, but we're not putting it to work to address the issues. Business, but also the electorate and society, really needs to see happen. And this is the delivery on the quality of life agenda, on the infrastructure agenda, on the housing and the quality of public services. We have an opportunity, but we have to seize it.
School leavers who wish to go to college but didn't get the offers they wanted or didn't apply to the CAO are being invited to apply for available places across the Atlantic Technological University. Places are available on a number of courses, including a Level 6 Pharmacy Technician course in Letterkenny, Level 7 Computing and Science courses in Letterkenny, and a Level 7 Culinary Arts course in Killybegs. ATU Marketing Manager Fiona Kelly says it gives people who mightn't otherwise have gone to college the opportunity to do so.
Available places is an opportunity for young people, mature students and FE applicants. And what it gives is an opportunity to secure a place for the September entry.
Someone can go onto the ATU website, have a look at what courses are there. What do they do after that?
So you go to atu.ie/available places. You can check out the full list of programmes that we have available. The key thing is if you're an existing applicant and you see a programme on that list that you want, you just go in as an existing applicant onto cao.ie, click on available places, click on existing applicant, and then you make your changes to your listings. It allows new applicants into the system. So you can go on to cao.ie, click on available places, and then click new applicant. This gives you a shot to get into the system if you've not applied, and it costs €45 for that applicant. It's actually free for an existing applicant to move things around. So it's a really, really good tool, especially for those maybe late to the system applicants who are thinking, well, you know, I don't have an opportunity here, but actually you do. And the opportunity allows you to actually move around. So we have 9 campuses at ATU, spanning from Galway City, Mayo, Sligo and Letterkenny, Killybegs. So there's an opportunity to get into any of those campuses through these programmes.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. From rebounders to goalposts, find everything you need to play your best at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Approaching 5:15, good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with Paralympics, and Barry McClements had to settle for 8th place in the final of the men's 100-metre backstroke S9 in the past half hour in Paris. In the next few minutes, Nicole Turner and Dervla Brady will compete in the final of the women's 50-metre butterfly S6. Just after 7 o'clock, Roisin Narain chases a second medal of the Games when she goes in the women's 200 metres individual medley SM13 final. Earlier today, the glittering career of Ellen Keane came to a close with a 6th place in her heat in the women's 100 metres backstroke S9. Orla Comerford has the chance to secure Ireland's first track medal in the Paris Paralympics this evening. She'll be in lane 4 for the final of the women's 100 metres T13, having qualified 3rd quickest. That final is at 7:13 Irish time. And Michael Murphy missed out in qualification for the individual Grade 1 equestrian freestyle event by less than half a point this afternoon. There was also disappointment in the Grade 3 category for both Kate Hare Horan and Jessica McKenna, who were just outside the qualification places. In soccer, the Republic of Ireland squad have continued preparations for Saturday's Nations League meeting with England. Heimir Hallgrímsson has no new injury concerns, but England, they'll travel to Dublin without Phil Foden, who's pulled out of their squad with a virus. The Manchester City player joins Jude Bellingham on the absentee list. Former Bohemian striker Jonathan Afolobi has joined Dutch second-tier side Cambuur on loan until the end of the season. The 24-year-old only moved from Bose to Kortrijk in Belgium for €200,000 in December. Elsewhere, Rangers midfielder Conor Barron and Dundee goalkeeper John McCracken have been called up to Scotland's senior squad for the first time. Josh Doig has also been promoted from the under-21s following withdrawals of Shea Adams, James Forrest, Robbie McCrory and Greg Taylor. Steve Clark's side host Poland before heading to Portugal in the opening Nations League games this month. And Robbie Matondo has withdrawn from the Welsh Nations League squad after picking up a hamstring injury in Rangers' Old Firm defeat to Celtic. Leeds midfielder Charlie Crewe has been called up from the under-21s as a replacement. New manager Craig Bellamy faces Turkey and Cardiff in his first game in charge on Friday before an away tie with Montenegro. In other news, Jamal Lewis has completed a move from Newcastle to Sao Paulo. The defender says it's an honour to become the first British player in the Brazilian club's history. The year-long deal includes an option to make the transfer permanent. Lewis is now due to travel to Belfast to join up with the Northern Ireland squad for their Nations League matches with Luxembourg and Bulgaria. In boxing, a back injury forced TJ Doheny to retire in the seventh round of his undisputed Super Bantamweight Championship fight with Naoya Eno. The Japanese fighter retained his title in front of his home support in Koto City. In tennis, the US Open quarterfinals gets underway this evening with Coco Gauff's conqueror, Emma Navarro, facing Paolo Badosa. Second seed Aryna Sabalenka plays Olympic champion Qinwen Zheng. And in the men's quarterfinals, fourth seed Alexander Zverev meets Taylor Fritz. And former semi-finalist Grigor Dimitrov, he goes up against Francis Tiafoe. In rugby union, Emer Constantine has been called into the Irish squad ahead of Irish rugby's 150th anniversary test match against Australia in Belfast. Constantine, who won the last of her 26 caps in April 2022, has already linked up with Scott Benman's squad in place of the injured Niamh Daly. In cycling, Primoz Roglic has cut Ben O'Connor's Vuelta España lead to just 5 seconds. Roglic was 11th in today's 16th stage, which was won by Spain's Marc Soler. O'Connor crossed the line 58 seconds behind Roglic, resulting in his lead tumbling. Finally, for this evening, in horse racing in Gowran Park this evening, Dylan Brown McMonagall's in action under trainer JP O'Brien. They had 3 second places today. In the 135, Amanji was 72 third, and Castanets was third in the 245, and Dante's Lad was their third place horse in today's racing. That's your sport for the moment. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. Emergency services are at the scene of a gas explosion in County Down. It's in the Dakota Avenue area of Newton Arts. Police say at this stage it's not believed anyone's been seriously injured. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle says the government needs to give more resources to local authorities to build homes as part of a comprehensive rethink of its housing policy. However, the independent TD has questioned whether there's an appetite within government to take the necessary measures to effect real change. He says Focus Ireland has pointed out almost half of homeless families have been homeless for more than a year, with more than 400 homeless more than 2 years. Deputy Pringle says the mantra of government is the market will provide. However, he believes the reality is very different.
The market doesn't provide, and that's clearly been seen. And if anybody needs evidence of it, they just need to look at the homelessness figures as we see it. And the role of government should be to provide for the people that are in most need, and that then will free up accommodation then for people then who are able and have the ability to purchase accommodation, and also will bring down prices. And the government has to realise this, but it seems that they're intent on pursuing the policy that they want to, and we're going to have to get used to seeing that homelessness is going to be this way. And I don't believe that we have to have this way, and I don't believe that the Irish people want it to be this way.
At the moment, we have the housing agency nationally, which says it's making strides in terms of providing accommodation, and also, of course, we have the county councils, which effectively are the housing agencies for their own local areas, and they have a responsibility. Are they being given enough support by government to actually follow through on those responsibilities and get the job done?
No, they're not. Put it simply, they can be the local authorities. Basically, have to rely on government for everything that they do. If they want to purchase land, they have to rely on government to actually pay back the money to the local authorities that they spent on purchases. Then if they want to build houses, they have to rely on government to approve the houses that they've built. So basically, the local authorities are effectively just an agency of government, and that's the way that they operate. And the local authorities have been quite happy to move away from the building of houses over the last number of years, and that is the problem that we have. And if we want to get back to a situation where housing is necessity, not a wish list, or that we need to make sure that local authorities are in a position to build houses, and that they're building plenty of houses to make sure that they meet the needs.
Deputy Thomas Pringle there. Well, Sinn Féin is pledging to spend €39 billion on transforming the housing market if elected to government. The opposition promises to deliver affordable homes which cost €250,000 to €300,000 under new housing policy. The party's finance spokesperson, Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty, outlined the proposals on today's 9 till noon show. He says the plan deals with obstacles to development, such as infrastructure, and he says that will particularly benefit counties like Donegal.
It's not just in terms of those council houses, but it's also in terms of private houses. And when we meet with developers, when we meet builders, and we met with serious local authorities as well, they're the issues that they want unlocked. And all of that is contained within our plan. So, for example, far faster decisions in terms of planning laid down in statutory law, which means, you know, legal timeframes in relation to decisions, both at council level and at a board planning level. Additional money and investment for infrastructure delivery, so like the likes of Irish Water, to make sure that we have the water to connect. Master plans in areas so that there's a joined up approach in relation to this. You don't have to go to a 15 stage process to get approval for a council house. We reduce it to 4 steps to make sure that actually there's a speed up process. I have a council development, it's about to go ahead, it'll break ground hopefully next month here in Gidor, 29 houses. That's been stalled for years. Much of the reasons why that has been stalled is some of it's to do with Irish Water, some of it's to do with the department, some of it's to do with inflation, and then when the prices go up, you have to go right back to the start again. And it is just madness in the middle of a housing crisis when in this same parish, I'm dealing with cases at the minute where I don't know if a number of families are going to be homeless by the time the month's out or not.
YouTube, Roblox, Snapchat, TikTok have been identified as the most common platforms for negative experiences among children. A CyberSafe Kids survey has found a quarter of primary school children have been exposed to harmful content online. 77% of 8 to 12-year-olds say their parents can't see what they're doing online. 83% can use devices in their bedrooms. Teacher and Irish Examiner columnist Jennifer Horgan says parents' attitudes need to change with modern technology.
There's a stark difference in how we deal with our children's behaviour beyond the home and then within the home. So parents seem to be most concerned with knowing where their children are at all times, who they're with and what they're doing. So there's a lack of freedom for young people beyond the home. And yet, when they're inside the home and when they're up in their bedrooms, we are giving them absolutely free rein because we have this idea that they're physically safe.
The past month was wetter than normal, with Donegal recording the wettest August on record. Met Éireann figures show a 114% the usual amount of rainfall for the month in the county. Malin Head Weather Station had the highest amount of rain days at 29. The station saw 181.3 millimetres of rain, the largest amount in 69 years. Met Éireann also say it was the coolest August since 2018, with average temperatures of 15.47 degrees Celsius. We're looking at the weather for this evening. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers of rain or drizzle. Occasional bright intervals in moderate northwest winds. Clear spells and showers tonight. Some of those showers will turn heavy and prolonged toward dawn. Minimum overnight temperatures 7 to 10. Light to moderate westerly breezes. Tomorrow Wednesday we'll see a mix of sunny spells and showers. Some of the showers heavy and prolonged for a time, but they'll become more isolated later in the afternoon and evening with long spells of sunshine the later the day goes. Maximum temperatures tomorrow 14 to 16 degrees Celsius in fresh northwest winds. Looking now at the main stories this evening, a man in his 60s has died in a drowning tragedy in West Donegal. Emergency services responded to an incident in Maramelan shortly after 8 last night. The man was pronounced dead after being brought to shore. A post-mortem examination is taking place. ATU has secured planning permission for the development of Letterkenny Regional Sports and Activity Hub in the ATU Donegal. It will be based at Knockdemona, approximately 1.8 kilometres from the Port Road campus on the N56. It will be a site of 42 acres. The plans and more detail available on our website. And almost 2,400 allegations of historical sex abuse at day and boarding schools run by religious orders have been recorded in a report to government. A scoping inquiry found they involve 884 alleged abusers in 308 schools. The government has decided to establish a commission of investigation into the allegations. It was the first recommendation of the report. Minister Norman Foley says as of yet there have been no decisions made on a potential redress scheme. We're back with news again at 6 o'clock. Check all of the day's news our website. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 3rd of September. The death has occurred of Michael Gallagher, Drumcannon, Crossroads, Killigordon. Remains reposing at his late residence from 12 noon tomorrow. Funeral from his home on Friday afternoon at 20 past 1 for 2 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the Killigordon Parish YouTube channel. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Susan Kearse Marsh, Banner House, Gortree, Newton Cunningham. Susan will repose at her late residence until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon to 10 o'clock. funeral cortege leaving her late residence on Thursday morning at 10:30, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral. The Mass can be viewed on newtonkillayparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations to Cancer Care West or Donegal Hospice care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors, RFO. The death has taken place of Kevin Breslin, Glendalough House, Grantshire Road, Buncrana. Kevin's remains are reposing at his late residence house private today to family, friends and close neighbours. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:25, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Mary Ellen Gillespie, née Burney, 230 Lower Mount Marion, Milford, reposing at her home from 5 o'clock until 10 o'clock this evening and again from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. tomorrow. Requiem Mass on Thursday at 11 o'clock in St Peter's Church, Milford, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Joe O'Hagan, Mina Lubin, Linsford, Buncrana. Joe's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow at 10:15, going to Star of the Sea Church, Desert Tegney, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. House private, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Porter Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Stella Quinn, née McDyre, Melanti Boyle, Glenties. Stella's remains will repose at her late residence until 10 o'clock tonight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Connell's Church, Glenties, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of James McGuinness and Sons Funeral Directors, or any family member. And the death has occurred of Patricia McBertie, Church Street, St Johnson. Patricia's remains are reposing at her late residence at Church Street, St Johnson. Funeral cortege will leave Church Street, St Johnson at 10:30 tomorrow morning, going to St Bathan's Church, St Johnson, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on Kelly's Funeral Director's Facebook page. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.